Okay, Rabotai, Beruchim Abaim. It's that time of the day. It's Erev Shabbat, Chodesh. And we are continuing our study of the Haftarah of the week. Today is, of course, the Haftarah Parashat Emor. And the Haftarah finds itself in Yehezkel, chapter Mem Dalet. Today's class is being studied Le'ilun Nishmat Sarah Bat Latifa Ruach Adonai Tenihenna Began Eden Amen. The class has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Albert Habert and family. That's Le'ilun Nishmat, his mother. And the words of the Divrei Torah Be'ezrat Hashem will be an elevation for her Neshama, which Yortzeit is this week. Oh, that's a big hadush. All right, let's give a overview of the Haftarah first. The first goal, anytime we study Haftarah, is to make sure that we know the connection between the parasha and the Haftarah. In this case, it's quite easy. Parashat Emor, primarily, at least in the beginning, talks about the laws that apply to the Kohanim. Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aharon. And it tells us who they are allowed to become tameh to, and it tells us some of the laws that they have to be careful from, who they're allowed to marry. And the Haftarah is actually all discussing the laws of Kohanim. And there's a lot of repetition of what we learned in the parasha. So the connection is obvious. The author of the parasha is the prophet Yehezkel. Yehezkel lived in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, and after it was destroyed, he prophesied about, not the second Beit HaMikdash, this is a prophecy in this Haftarah about the third Beit HaMikdash, Shibaneh b'merah b'yamenu, and he gave us a window into what the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash is going to look like. There's different approaches in how to read this Haftarah. We're going to take the opinion of the Malbim and the Abarbanel. Why am I telling you that? Because we're going to read a lot of laws that are going to sound strange for those who know the laws of what Kohanim are allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. And then when you're going to read the Haftarah, you're going to say, that doesn't sound consistent with what we know already. It's going to sound even a little bit more stringent. And the approach of the Malbim and the Abarbanel is that at the time of the third Beit HaMikdash, well, we know we have two Kohanim. We have Kohen Hediot and we have Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hediot is the regular Kohen. Kohen Gadol is the high priest. He's the one that goes into the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur. There's only one Kohen Gadol, and everybody else beneath him is Kohen Hediot. And there's laws that apply only to a Kohen Gadol, which are much stricter than the laws that apply to Kohen Hediot. Malbim and Abarbanel both have the theory that when the third Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, Kohen Hediot is going to be elevated to many of the laws that apply to Kohen Gadol, because the Kiddushah is going to be much greater, and therefore even Kohen Hediot is going to have a highest standard. And we'll see that in the Pesukim. The Haftarah begins by saying, V'hakohanim halviyim b'nei Tzadok. Now, who is Tzadok? Tzadok was a Kohen Gadol in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, and he was Kohen Gadol Tzadik. And the Navi tells us, Hakohanim halviyim. We know that all Kohanim descend from Shevet Levi. So you shouldn't get confused when we say HaKohanim HaLeviim. You should say, well, make up your mind. Is he a Kohen or is he a Levi? No, he's a Kohen. He just comes from Shevet Levi. HaKohanim HaLeviim, meaning the Kohanim that are Leviim, B'nei Tzadok, those are the children of Tzadok, the original Kohen Gadol, the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, Asher Shameru et Mishmeret Mikdashi. They were loyal. You see, in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, it seems many of the Kohanim were not loyal. They would serve in the Beit HaMikdash. They did Avodah Zarah. We know the sin of the first Beit HaMikdash, why it was destroyed, because there was Avodah Zarah. it seems that even infiltrated some of the Kohanim. So the prophet Yehezkel says, listen, when we rebuild the third Beit HaMikdash, we're only taking back into service Bnei Tzadok, that family, because that family was loyal. They served God properly. Asher shamiru et mishmeret mikdashi bit'ot b'nei Yisrael me'alai, at a time when b'nei Yisrael swayed and veered away, hema yikrivu elai l'shaneteni. They, that family, will regain their position in order to serve me, v'amidu lefanai, and they will stand in front of me in service, lehakrib li heleb v'adam ne'um Adonai Elohim, and they will bring heleb v'adam, which means they will be in charge of the korbanot. Hema yavo'u el mikdashi, that's the third Beit HaMikdash, v'hema yikrivu el shulchani, and they will go to the shulchan. The shulchan is the table, but it means the mizbeach of God. It's called the shulchan. And they're going to eat from the kodashim. They're going to eat from the korbanot. V'shamiru et mishmarti, and they're going to continue to preserve and protect the Beit HaMikdash as they did. Now, here's where we start to see some differences. V'haya b'bo'am il sha'arei ha'chaser ha'pinimit. Now, let's review one difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, he wears special begadim. It's called the Bigdei Pishtan. Those are the linen clothes, or Bigdei Lavan. Those are the clothes that he wears when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. It's a big difference between what the Kohen Gadol wears and the Kohen Hedyot wears. The Kohen Gadol, his belt that he wears does not have wool in it. It's just made out of pure pishtan, pure linen. Whereas the Kohen Hedyot, in his belt has in it wool. So the pasuk is telling you over here, v'haya, and it will be the future. Beboam el sha'arei ha'chaser ha'pinimit, when they go into the sha'arei ha'chaser ha'pinimit, that means when they go into the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, bigdei pishtim yilbashu. That's a hiddush. Although a kohen hedyot doesn't always wear bigdei pishtim, kohen hedyot wears wool. However, they're going to be upgraded, that they're going to only wear the clothes like the Kohen Gadol wears. Ve'lo ya'ale aleihem semer. There's the key. And they will not wear the wool. V'sharetam v'sha'arei ha'chaser ha'pinimit v'baita. Now I'm reading the Malbim. Malbim quotes, ve'gam ha'avnet lo yimsa bo semer. There will not be wool. So that's one change between Bayit Rishon and Sheni. To buy a chili sheet, they're going to put their old belts of wool in the Giniza. I want to get the flavor of the Abarbanel over here. The Abarbanel writes, Pasuk ze medubar al kohanim kulam, all kohanim, gedolim and hedyot, shebishat avoda lo yilbeshu ela bigde pishtim, vehu hidush la'atid. That's a hidush. That's the first difference. Vehu hidush la'atid. Pasuk continues. Pa'are pishtim. Maze pa'are? Pa'are pishtim is referring to the hat that they used to wear. The reason why it's referred to as pa'are comes from the Hebrew word pe'er. Pe'er is like a crown. We make the berakah in the morning when we put on our hat. Oter Yisrael betif'ara. Tif'eret is the crown. So therefore it's talking about now the types of hats that the Kohanim will wear. Pa'are pishtim yiyu al rosham. Once again, pa'are pishtim, says the Malbim, hodiru shela'atid yit'alu hakohanim b'nei Tzadok. The Kohanim b'nei Tzadok are going to have an upgrade. Liyot lahem b'ksat devarim hashivut shel kohen gadol. Ki yu kimimutza'im. The way the Mabim understands what's going to happen in Atid Davo, they're going to be not full-fledged Kohanim Gadol, because obviously you have to make a difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot. It's just they're going to be in the middle. They're not going to be a Kohen Hidyot anymore like they used to be, but they're not going to be upgraded to a full Kohen Gadol. They'll be somewhere in the Mimutza. Ad Shebigdehem Yeyu Shel Boots. All linen. Kemo Kohen Gadol when he enters the Kodesh Kodashim. Fine. And that includes the hat that they're going to wear. It's going to be all of Pishtam. Similarly, Umiknese Pishtim Yeyu Al Motnehem. They're going to have the mechnasayim, that's the pants that they wear. Also going to be made out of pishtan. Lo yahgeru bayaza. Mazze lo yahgeru bayaza. So the Gemara learns a chidush on this. Kohen Gadol, if you ever saw the pictures, the belt that he wears is like a cummerbund. He wraps it around, you know, it's very, very long. It's not like a belt that we wear with a buckle and a loop. They wrap it around like a cummerbund. So the question is, where would they wrap it around? The Gemara says they do not wrap it around on the upper body because then the belt will be under their arms and that's a place where the body sweats and it wouldn't be respectful. In Hebrew, the word for sweat is zi'ah. Zi'ah is zi'ah. Zi'ah is sweat. So the Torah is telling you here that when they put on their belts, lo yahgiru bayaza. Do not belt yourself in the place where the zi'ah is, where the yaza is, where the sweat is. That's the kavod for the mitzvah. Now, that's the way they're going to dress. So when you go to the third Beit HaMikdash, you're only going to see Kohen Hidyot wearing Bigdeh Lavan. You're going to think it's Kippur every day in the Beit HaMikdash. Because the Kohen Gadol wore Bigdeh Lavan on Kippur. From now on, that's going to be the standard garment for all Kohanim. Now, Upsetam Melechaser Achitzona. Now, when the Kohanim have finished their service and they go out to greet the people, so the Pasuk says, Yifshitu et bigdehem. They have to take off their clothes. Even though there's no din, you're allowed to talk to people if you're wearing the Bigdeh Kehuna. There's no isur to be wearing Bigdeh Kehuna when you're talking to the people. However, La'atid Lavo, the Torah says, they have to take off their clothes. Asher hemma mesheretim bam, the ones that they used, v'nihu otam b'lishkot hakodesh. They'll put it in their locker room. It's called lishkot hakodesh. They'll save them there. V'laveshu begadim achirim, and they'll put on regular clothes. Malbim learns and b'gdehol. They put on their regular clothes. V'lo yikadeshu et ta'am b'bigdehem. We don't want the people to either be with them when they're wearing their clothes. If they touch them, they'll make the clothes tameh. So therefore, as a gedid, as a fence for protecting the Bigdeh Kehuna, so the Torah is telling you, when they leave, take off your clothes and put on the regular clothes. There's a big hadush here, by the way, the Malbim writes. We learned in Masechet Yoma that once a Kohen Gadol wears his clothes once, after he wears them once, the Pasuk says, V'niham sham, finish, you put in Girizah. It's a one-time item. Whereas when it comes to the Kohen Hidyot, although he's wearing the same clothes as the Kohen Gadol, what does the Pasuk say? V'nihu otam b'lishkot ha-kodesh. He puts it in his locker to show he can wear it again. So that's another difference between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hidyot. Whereas Kohen Gadol can only wear his garments once. V'niham sham, he leaves them there. Mashenk in this Kohen Hidyot that's got upgraded. Although he's wearing the clothes of a Kohen Gadol, he can wear them time after time. Fine. Next Pasuk. V'rosham lo yegalehu. It's interesting. They're not allowed to cut their hair. Upera lo yeshalehu. But they're not allowed to let their hair grow either. We know the laws of Kohanim. Kohanim, if you're a Kohen Idiot, you must take a haircut at least once every 30 days. If you are a Kohen Gadol, you must take a haircut every day. And we also learned that that's a melech. I take that back. Melech is every 30 days. The Kohen takes one every 30 days, but it's a special type of haircut. The Gemara says it's a very, very complicated haircut. The way they cut the hairs, that they meet each other in a certain way. So the Pasuk says, Kasom Yichsemu. That's the name of the haircut. It's a Kasom Yichsemu. like they say, you know, you have a mushroom haircut, they have deal, or a buzz type of haircut that the kids say today. This is called kasom yichsimu. They cut the hair et Hashem, which means even the Kohen Hedyot is going to take the special haircut of the Kohen Gadol. The Malbim reminds us what that haircut is called. It is called the haircut of Ben El Asher. The Ben El Asher haircut. Good. Now let's review another law that you know already, but it's subject to a big machloket between Harambam and Rambam. The question is, Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine. We know that. The Ramban learns that they're not allowed to drink wine when they're doing service, when they're doing avodah. But they're allowed to walk into the Beit HaMikdash drinking. They just can't serve. The Rambam learns that they're not even allowed to enter if they drink. It's a big machlok of Ishunim over here. The Chida in the Sefer Saveres Shalal, that's his book on Haftarah, brings a proof to the Rambam from the next pasuk, that the Rambam is right. Why? What does the pasuk say? Regarding drinking, V'yayin lo yishtu kol kohen beboam el hasel apinimit. It says that he will not be able to drink wine, not when he's working, beboam, when he enters. Hida says, you have a ra'ayah for Harambam Shita that says, kohen cannot drink even if he only is intending to enter, even if he's not planning on serving. Now let's review the next. Oh, we're getting a review of all the laws of Kehuna. It's great. We're getting a review of the Bayit Shlishi. That's a good omen.